Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And as you know, this is a time of the week that I really look forward to be here. And I can listen to you and you can listen to me and we can change ideas and thoughts and make each other happy and learn something. We have someone who's trying to call.
This is Gail. We've spoken before.
Hi, Gail.
I'm calling from Florida, and I'm still in deep process down here, and trying to working to implement the things you have told me, and I'm still in very much of a stuck place.
Of a what?
Stuck.
I didn't hear.
In a stuck. Can you hear me?
Okay, in a stock what?
Stock place.
A stock? You're trading stocks?
No. No. I'm not moving forward as I would like to be at this time. And I know I'm not in touch with what I'm completing here. If I knew, I think I could speed things up a little bit.
I suspect that perhaps you do not meditate. Is that accurate?
I'm not meditating.
I'm asking you, are you?
Yes.
Are you connecting to your higher self?
I don't think I have a clear connection.
I would suggest that that's the first thing you've got to work with. You've got to connect with your higher self. Your higher self is the entity that gives you the directions in this lifetime. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am aware. For some reason, I seem to be blocked from myself, and I've been working on it quite hard, and I go a little free, and then I have another illness. I've been in the physical having a big challenge.
That's not helpful.
No. I finally break through one thing, another thing comes up.
These are all illnesses?
Yes.
You're not connecting with your higher self to find out the reason for these illnesses.
No, I know. I think that I have, and I think I'm making the contact, and I'm very challenged.
This radio show is not the place for me to work with you on that.
The radio isn't the place.
No. You need to have a private conversation with me on the telephone. And we have a special for $100. You would have an hour of my time, and we could work with you on this. It's a special that we're running.
Okay, and I didn't know that. Yes.
No, because if you're not on my list, you wouldn't know it. But if this is something that you wish to do, you can call me at 410-252-3355, and we could set something up for you.
Okay, 410, what is the next?
252-3355.
I'll call you. 410-252-3355.
No, I'd be glad to work with you on the telephone. As I said, this is not the place on my radio show to do it. You need a private connection with me on the phone.
I felt that.
I'd be glad to do it with you.
Thank you, Carolyn. I'll call you.
Okay, dear. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you.
I want you to get well. I want you to be able to connect to your higher self. The higher self is what gives us directions in this lifetime. And once you start connecting with your higher self and recognize the promptings, your life will change. It's the higher self that directs us while we're here on earth.
Yes. Yes, I understand.
Anyway,
I understand.
We'll move forward, darling. Give me a call and we'll move it forward. We'll let you order that time and everything. You know, we want to help you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye for now. Something that I wanted to talk about tonight. I've been watching the Bible series on Netflix. And one of the things that they were talking about was the staff that Moses carried, the power of it. What was in the Bible about him moving the water so that the Israelites could come through there, and the Pharaoh and his chariots chased them, and the water closed. There's many stories about the staff. That staff is so fascinating. And in going through this series, I found that the staff was found in Petra. I don't know if you're aware of Petra. If you're not, look it up on the internet. It's a marvelous place. I had been to Petra years ago, and there's a lot of information about Moses at Petra because Moses walked through that land. There is a rock, a large rock, that Moses hit with his staff. The Israelites were needing water out in the desert, and he hit this rock, and water came forth. And it's really fascinating. I was at that site, and believe it or not, the water is still flowing. And there's a valley there, and they call it the Valley of Moses. And supposedly he is buried nearby. But I was there, and I saw the pool of water. It was really very fascinating. You could go in there and take water out. And we did. And it was beautiful. Petra, if you aren't familiar with it, you can see pictures of it on the internet because it's very intriguing. And Petra was built by a group of ancient peoples called the I'm trying to think of the name. I can't think of the name of the people. I'm sorry. It'll come to me in a little while. And they were very wealthy because all of the people who would come through the land on their camels would come through their land, and they charged them money for coming through the land. So they became very wealthy. And the sandstone buildings there are just beautiful. So if you're not familiar with Petra, take a look at it on the internet. I was there, and it was quite interesting to see the buildings. They're like red sandstone. They're just beautiful. So that was one thing I wanted to talk about. And Moses' staff intrigued me very much. And there was another gentleman who was intrigued with Moses' staff. And he actually tracked it down. And it's in a museum right now. And Moses' staff had, he thought it would be, the language on Moses' staff was Egyptian. And he was surprised at that. He thought that it would be in another language and not Egyptian, but it is in Egyptian. And I would suggest that if that is of any interest to you, and I know a lot of people use the internet, look up Moses Staff on the internet. It's most interesting.
Nina?
Nina, welcome to you, Nina. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you could give me some guidance about my relationship with my daughters.
Tell me, what is troubling you with your relationship with them?
Well, I was a nanny for my grandsons and became aware that their father was abusing one of them. They were twin boys, and they were just babies when I first started. And after about 3 years, I decided to go to a therapist because it was bothering me so much I couldn't make anyone understand what was happening. And so Child Protective Services got involved when I went to the therapist, and my daughter thought I was trying to take her kids away. So I guess she's been holding a grudge against me since then. She stopped talking to me over 2 years ago and hasn't let me see my grandsons.
And I'm so sorry. That's so sad.
It's been very painful. And,
yes, it has.
I just don't know what to do to repair the relationship. My younger daughter is also very angry. She's kind of taking her sister's side. And so I don't have either one of them really in my life.
So the family's divided in essence.
Very much. And my extended family took sides, and they took the father's side. They just couldn't believe he would do it. So it's been really lonely for me.
I can understand that. I've said this before, and maybe you didn't hear it, but groups of souls travel together while they're on Earth. And we fill every possible position. Sometimes we're parents, siblings, children. It's the way the soul has of teaching individuals certain lessons. Excuse me. And that's what's happening here, dear one. There are lessons, not just for you, but for everyone concerned. And so there needs to be a healing. And right now, you don't know how to heal it.
Yeah.
That's what the problem with all of this is. Do you meditate, dear?
Yeah.
Okay. When you meditate, I would like for you to connect to their souls. And I will do it now and see what kind of an answer that we can get. Do I have permission to do this?
Yes.
What I'm hearing is that these are very old injuries that go all the way back to Atlantis. And so, considering all the lifetimes since Atlantis, there has been many abuses, there has been many failures, and there has been many successes. All of you have done all of this. And they have forgotten the successes that you have achieved. They're only remembering what they consider the losses. So I ask permission if I could go to their souls. And I'm talking to their soul right now. And their soul is telling me that they are feeling unloved. And that's the opposite of what you are handing out, because you love these children. Mm-hmm. But they are feeling unloved at the moment. So,
by me or just in general?
Would you say?
They're feeling unloved by me or just in general?
Well, in general and by you. But I know that's not the case, because you love them. But you see, this is their problem. they're feeling very unworthy. Do you know what that means when a person feels unworthy?
Mm-hmm.
They're feeling unworthy, and yet it's the furthest from the truth because you love them. You see, this is their lesson today, to understand mm-hmm. how beautiful they are. And they don't see themselves as beautiful souls. And so I am asking their higher self to send their messages of your love to these people so that they know and feel your love. And their soul is asking you throughout the day to send love to them in the form of pink energy. Do you think you can do that?
Yeah.
Just intend, as many times as you think about them, send them a pink field of love. Let it look like flowers blooming and sending forth all of this pink energy of love. Because eventually they will change what's in their heart if they keep receiving these feelings of love. So you keep doing this, dear. And I don't know if they would be interested in getting on a phone call with me and you. Do you think that's a possibility?
The one doesn't speak to me at all. The younger one, she's not really open to this kind of stuff yet. The older one is, but she's not speaking to me.
Send her a note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because she's,
she blocked me.
Yeah, because she's not speaking to you. They open their mail.
I don't know where she lives. She moved, from what I understand. I was told she's not with that man anymore.
That's a problem when they've moved and you don't know where they've moved. Will any of the relatives tell you where she has moved?
Just my younger daughter knows, and she won't tell me.
Would she send a message to her that you gave your daughter?
I can try.
It might help if they got on a telephone call with all of us. Just see what you can do. That's you know, you can't force people to do things they don't want to do. It's that old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. But at least you could lead them to the water.
Yeah. I'm missing out on the boys' development, you know, and it's just hard.
And the worst of it is they don't know this yet, but they miss you. They miss that support of you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not given the opportunity. It's very sad. Well,
you know, you were right on when you said about love, because I always felt that my older daughter wanted his love so much that she was willing to put up with anything to be loved. And she wasn't loved anyway. So, yeah. Oh, thank you so much. I'll send the pink energy.
Yeah, and if they can in any way get on a telephone call with all of us, it might make a difference in their lives.
Okay.
Let us hope that they do. But at least you can send them love. That you can do at any time.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Bless you.
I bless you, and I would like to be of more help than this. Hopefully we can make a change in this. I would like to see it make a change.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, dear. Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.
So I was talking about Moses' staff. They found it at Petra. And there was a long history of where the staff had been. It had been sold to antiquity dealers and had gone around the world quite a bit. And right now it is in a museum. And as I told you earlier, it has Egyptian writing on it. So Moses was an Egyptian. He wasn't a Hebrew, as a lot of people are talking about. He was an Egyptian. And so when it is depicted that perhaps Ramses is the one that sent his chariots after him, he was really after the staff. The staff was held in a pyramid. And when Moses left the country, he went to the pyramid and he took it and he left with the Israelites. That is why Ramses chased him in his chariots. He wanted to get the staff back. The staff was very important. It had great power. And you might recall this if you've seen the movie, The Ten Commandments. Moses would throw the staff on the ground and it would turn into a snake. And he could go pick it up again and grab it by the tail. And the snake would be a staff again. So it held a lot of power and magic. It's hard for us to understand this, but according to the traditions in the Bible, this is what happened. So I was very intrigued by this staff. Great power, parted the sea with it. I can just imagine right now the Israelites running through those waters that were parted. And when the Egyptians followed them, Ramses followed them, the water came back down upon them and they drowned. And there was an individual who was very interested in this story and went to see where this water was, to see if he could find any artifacts. And he found some pieces of metal that he thought was from Ramses' soldiers on their uniform. So it was a fascinating story. That whole story is fascinating to me. I don't know why, but perhaps one of the reasons why it seems so interesting to me is the creator of all was allowing humanity to know that he influenced deeds. He influenced things that happened upon earth. And so have faith in what you wish to do. Connect to your higher self, because that connection goes all the way back to your monad. And there is great strength in that, knowing what you need to do and learning how to do it. You know, today, a lot of us are not aware of what we need to do or how to do it. And it brings great satisfaction if you can do what you believe you were put here on earth to do. We talked about this in the past also, that perhaps there are times ahead of us that will have a lot of confusion. But all of that is going to change. We are embarking upon a period of great peace in the world. It doesn't seem that way when you think of all the troubled spots, as there are many troubled spots in the world. But the universe is working towards peace on this planet. Peace and love. It was why Earth was designed, to bring peace and love to all of its inhabitants. And that takes us back to those, to the time in Atlantis when there were those dark priests who tinkered with things they shouldn't be tinkering with. And it caused great destruction. And some of those souls have been given an opportunity to incarnate today. And they're tinkering with things today that they shouldn't be tinkering with. And I'm thinking in particular about HAARP. There is a book, Angels Don't Play This HAARP, and it's about the HAARP system throwing all of those electrical bolts into the stratosphere. And the worst part of it is they come back to Earth again, and all that energy goes down to the core of the Earth. And there is a crystal there, and it's interfering with the crystal. I'm looking at it now, and it causes it to ring in ways that it shouldn't ring. Anyway, that's my little talk about Moses. And who was he, actually? There was a pharaoh, Akhenaten. Akhenaten came to Earth from Sirius. And he brought with him, veneration of one god. The Egyptians at the time had many gods that they honored. And Akhenaten brought one god. And so that the high priest made a lot of money selling services to the people. And when Akhenaten talked about the one God, he told them they didn't need all these high priests. And so the high priests were very angry because they were missing out on a lot of their income. And they plotted against Akhenaten. And they tried to kill him and erase his name from all of the records. Now, he lived in a place called Armana. And it was, if you think of Egypt, the top of Egypt where the Nile Delta was, Akhenaten fled there and he built a new place called Armana. And they have found some of the Armana letters that were written to people in other lands, questions that other people had. So it's an interesting time in history. Ancient Egypt, Moses' staff, and who was Moses actually? Was he a man that God sent back to Egypt from the desert, or was he a pharaoh? So they're interesting questions. And it's interesting today because it's a hard time for us to understand what truth is. We have an election coming up. And it's very important to vote in the candidate that's going to do the best for the United States. And I'm talking about this election here in the United States. So I hope you send your thoughts towards the candidates and ask that the one that is most likely to be a statesman be elected. We haven't had a statesman in a very long time, and our country needs it. So let us work on sending peace and love to all the candidates, and the one that is most like a statesman be elected to be president. We need a president that really cares, that is not connected to a lot of selfish things. We need a statesman, a man that is not selfish. I'm thinking of Lincoln, and I'm thinking of Jack Kennedy. People who worked for the betterment of the nation. It's what we need again, a statesman. So hopefully you put that in your prayers, that a statesman be brought into our country. My friends, believe it or not, we're halfway through the show. And I would like to mention that if there are any of you who would like to be taken to a past life, now not have somebody tell you about what your past life was, but actually take into the past life, to actually put your foot into that past lifetime so you experience all the things that you experienced in that past lifetime. You can go to carolynevers.com and order one of those past life experiences. It's on the left-hand side. I'd like to tell you a little story about Beethoven. If you don't know anything about all that it is to know about Beethoven, he became deaf, and yet he wrote some of the most incredible music while he was deaf. And he told me that he used to sit next to his piano and place his ear against it so he could feel the vibrations. And so when he became deaf, he still created his music. So there is an individual who found a new way to do what he wanted to do. And we could learn a lesson from that. If we have challenges in our life, find a new way to answer those challenges. Find a new way to succeed. There is the high road, the middle road, and the low road. That is the high road, my friends. To find ways in which you can succeed. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there with problems. We all have problems. They're all challenges that we live through. It is the way we grow. We occasionally, after several lifetimes, have a lifetime where we're not challenged, but they are far in between. And I suspect that most of the people today, we're living a lifetime where we have challenges. And so we have to find a way to fulfill those challenges, to heal them, to complete them. Whether it's money or health, answers are out there, my friends. So if you meditate, connect with your higher self to find the answers to your problems, because there are answers. And if you wish for me to help you with that, we can get on the radio, on the telephone, and work with that. And as I told you before, my phone number is area 410-252-3355. A lot has come down to us from ancient cultures. Some of it has been very helpful, and some of it has not. The dark forces that came to Atlantis, for instance, they tinkered with things they shouldn't be tinkering with, and humanity fell in awareness. We fell so far that those that worked with bringing things here, creating here on Earth, were not certain that we were going to survive this. But survive we did. And I would say that ever since we have had challenges. And there are ways of working through these challenges. But they are not easy. Now, I'd like to mention, we have a telephone conference once a month under a direction of maybe Yeshua or one of the other high-spirited individuals, Archangel Michael, for instance. We work with him. And you might want to work with something different, to learn something that's different. And if you are a cherubim, to be with your other cherubim friends, working with Archangel Michael, to bring forth blessings and healing on the earth. And if you were to participate, send me an email at carolyn@carolynevers.com and let us put you on that list so that you could be part of that. We talked a lot about ancient history. I believe that if you understand the history of the past, it's necessary if you're going to change the future, so we don't have the same things happening to us that have happened in the past. It's the only way that we can move forward, is to understand what went wrong and to try to correct it. I have to say, I remember a lot of my past lifetimes. I remember one of my fingers of consciousness being in Atlantis. I was a teacher there. And I remember that fall, what it was like. It was pretty bad. The island broke up, fell beneath the waves. That crystal that was there fell beneath the waves also. And there were souls that went down with that crystal to protect it. And not too long ago, I worked with some people to release them so they could move forward and work on other things where they weren't contained with that crystal beneath the waves. We've spoken about a lot of topics tonight, and I hope that you have benefited from it. And if you have, you can donate something using the donate button that's on the website. And hopefully you will, because it is helpful to me. And helping to support the work that I do. Let's talk about healing for a moment. I know this is hard to believe if you're going through a lot of health issues, but the body knows how to heal itself. And if you are meditating, you probably know how to connect with the consciousness of your body. It is a goal that you should work with, to connect with the consciousness of your body. Ask your body what it needs. Ask what you can do to help your body. Many times, we're not taking enough greens. The body was designed to work with greens. And we feed it a lot of things that's not helpful. We don't need a lot of meat. But working with greens is very helpful. And the body will tell you, if you have learned how to connect with its consciousness, that it wants greens. If you're not eating enough greens in your food, you can take supplements. There are many supplements that provide the greens to the body. So try to connect with your body. And if it is greens that it needs, you can take capsules, giving your body the greens that it needs. You see, this is very important work, to connect with the consciousness of your body. People are mentioning that they haven't felt well, they've been sick. And perhaps you're not giving the body what it needs. So I would suggest that you work, learn how to work with the consciousness of your body. And if you can do that, one of the things that I know that you will hear is to give the body greens. There are green powders that you could put in your drinks. Look on the internet and see what is available in the form of green powders, green food. I think if you start eating greens or taking greens into your body, you will find that it will help your health. Let's take a moment and try to connect right now to the consciousness of your body. Ask your body if it needs more greens. Now, you'll hear an answer, yes or no. It's not like hearing something in your ear, but it is an awareness that comes in through around the heart. Ask your body, do you need to eat more greens? And see if you get an acknowledgement, either yes or no. And call me and tell me what you are hearing. And if you're not hearing, call anyway, and I'll work with you to connect with the body to answer this question so that you understand what it feels like. It's very important. Are you getting enough greens? We have tablets and we have powders that you can put in drinks. That gives us plenty greens. And if you're not feeling well or if you're not in good health, start there. Start there and work with the greens. You know, if you stop and think about our digestive system, from the very early times that we were on Earth, that humanity was on Earth, humanity was hunter-gatherers. And so they ate the fruit and the berries. They were not big meat eaters. They ate meat in places on the earth where it was a lot of ice, where they couldn't gather berries that wasn't available to them, so they ate meat there. But the body was designed primarily for eating green things. Just think of the hunter-gatherers, what they ate. They would eat blueberries on bushes, maybe wild strawberries, fruits from trees, apples in certain parts of the world. So, just a thought about improving your diet. And while we're talking about that, you need to really consider taking sugar out of your diet. I think that would be the first thing that you need to work on. The body cannot digest sugar. It was not designed for sugar. And I know there's a lot of people who drink carbonated soft drinks. They're full of sugar. Try to think of something else to drink. Smoothies made out of fruit and berries would be a lot better for you than carbonated drinks. So the sodas that you drink. And especially here in the States, it's a real habit that's hard to break. So my friends, we're moving on. We don't have much more of this show. Maybe another 15 minutes. So if you would like to step into a past lifetime, go to carolynevers.com. and order a past life reading. Now, I don't tell you about it. I actually take you to that lifetime Your soul decides what lifetime to view, and you step into that lifetime and you experience everything that you experienced in that lifetime. And usually people come back with knowledge that they don't have now, that they had in that lifetime. It's so remarkable. I've mentioned this before. There was an individual who wondered if felt that they might have had a lifetime with Yeshua. And we did this with them. And they stepped into that past lifetime and they experienced what they experienced with Yeshua. And he brought Mary Magdalene. The two of them worked with energy. He had a very difficult lifetime. The crucifixion was horrible that he went through. Very difficult. So, my friends, let us think of a troubled spot in the world. There's many troubled spots. Think of one, and let us send our loving energy to it to help resolve it. I, for instance, am going to think about Washington, D.C., and the president's cabinet and his advisors, and I'm going to send my loving energy there because the darkness needs to break away from all those individuals, from all those congresspeople that serve. We need statesmen. And I'm also going to send my love to the candidates for this election coming up. But the one that is most interested in being a statesman be elected. We have a hurricane that is coming up the East Coast. I don't think we're going to have any consequences of it, or I live in Maryland, because the land juts out a little bit before you get to Maryland, coming up from the south. And so that hurricane's going to go out to sea then, I do believe. It's happened in the past, and I think it'll happen this time also. So I don't know where you might be living in the United States, but if you're living on the East Coast, you might think about that. If you have anything to be concerned about, where the hurricane might hit, you might want to visit someone when those high tides come. If there are going to be winds where they come, you might want to visit a friend in a nearby state to be safe. Just a thought, my friends. So you can, I mean, there's all kind of weather stations. Go to the weather and see what's happening for your area of the country, if you have any concerns about the weather there, the hurricane, which may or may not be coming your way. And if it is not, blessings to you. But if it is, prepare for it. That's the secret, my friends, with anything in life, to be aware, to prepare, and to love. Love, in the end, overcomes all problems. And if you're cherubim, you feel the vibrations of everything. Because some of the cherubim, they have the job of moving vibrations all around the earth and taking them up to the source of all. And if you're a cherubim, you know what I'm talking about. And if you're a cherubim and you're not on our conference calls, send me a note to Carolyn at CarolynEvers.com and see about joining us there. Well, friends, our radio show is almost over. With all that I've been talking about, I expected more telephone calls, but I guess you must have wanted to listen rather than call and give an opinion. I'm really sorry about that because I love hearing your calls. You only have 9 more minutes if you want to get a call in real quick. Don't know what I could do for you in 9 minutes, but we would try. So call us through BBS Radio and let me know if I can help you in any way. We're getting down to the end, my friends. We've spoken about so many topics today, and I do hope that I have enlightened you some way, that I have given you some information that is helpful. And so perhaps one of the most helpful things is take sugar out of your diet and consume plenty of greens. I'm sure your body would tell you that you are in need of more greens in your diet. That could be salads, or if you're not consuming enough greens, you can take it in a drink. Now, there's all kinds of greens that can be taken in tablets. Just do a search for them on the internet. There's plenty of examples of this. Well, my friends, we only have about 5 minutes, and I'm sorry that you didn't call in. I would love to have spoken to you. If you had a question about something that we talked about, I could clarify it. There's a statement that I've mentioned before that I really like, and it's an old Hebrew statement about be kind to strangers, because in doing so, you might be entertaining one of God's angels. Isn't that beautiful? Be kind to strangers, for in doing so, you might be entertaining one of God's angels. Kindness is always a good thing. There's always room for kindness and gentleness and love. There's always room for that everywhere. So, my friends, if I have been of some help and you could use the donate button and donate something to further my work, I would love it and be grateful.